port? Or perhaps you prefer a glass of wine? Stephen Elliott doesn't care to drink either. Not even at Christmas. Perhaps especially at Christmas. You might wonder why, but be sure that you truly want to know the answer. I wouldn't want to put you off your next meal.
Wake up. You're bathed in sweat, my darling. You're crying out again. Oh, your heart. Your poor heart is pounding.
I was in the coach again. 3 months after my mother died. I was alone in the world. I was 12 years old.
I know, Stephen. But this time, let me help you. You must remember.
Polesden Hall. It was in the heart of Lincolnshire. It was evening, and the sun made the windows glow like so many fires. It seemed a huge place, with a park full of oaks and firs. The door was already open, and standing there was Mr. Abney, the mysterious cousin I'd never heard of.
Young Stephen, how old? How are you? You are not too much tired by the journey?
He was rubbing his hands with delight.
Not too tired to eat your supper?
No. Thank you, sir.
And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old next birthday, sir.
And that's December the 21st, eh? I like to get these things down in my book. Sure it's 12?
Yes, sir.
Why did he ask about my birthday twice in 1 minute?
Now, step inside, this way, and Mrs. Bunce will see to you. Where is Mrs. Bunt? Never mind. Through here, my lad. Hey, you look surprised.
I've never seen so many books in one room.
No. That book on the chair there, take it in your hands. You're touching a great old mind from the past, the ancient rites of Mithras. Do you read Greek?
I don't, sir.
I might teach you a few words. Would you like that?
Sir, I'm sorry.
Mrs. Bunch, make our new guest at home.
Now, you sit down, young Master Stephen, and have a bite of pie, fresh out of the oven. And by, I'll show you the estate. Oh, you're going to have a grand time of it here.
Thank you.
And strangely, so I did. I wandered in the woods, explored the labyrinth of the house. Mr. Abney came and went, genial, asking after my health, making notes in his book, answering my questions.
That picture, sir?
Oh, Stephen.
Why is that man killing the bull?
That man is Mithras, the Persian god of light. As the bull dies, so Mithras, by processes the modern world might call barbaric, absorbs his power.
There's so much blood.
Yes, although that is really incidental. Mithras's creed is perhaps the purest of all the ancient religions. I have given my life, in a very real sense, to its study.
I was exploring one day, in a corridor at the top of the house. I came across a door, mildewed and dark, whose upper half was glass, but the view within was concealed by a muslin curtain. I tried the handle.
Stephen! This isn't a place for you to wander.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
I didn't mean to startle you. It's just a disused bathroom. Come downstairs and out into the sun, boy.
Why is it all locked, sir?
Some sound tenet of housekeeping, no doubt, of which I am no scholar.
Mrs. Bunch, what is this?
Where did you find that?
In the cupboard out there.
Oh, I thought it was long lost. That's Giovanni's concertina.
Who's Giovanni?
That's what he called himself. A lad, a few years older than you. Foreigner he was. This was years back. He was found in one of the barns, starving. Poor soul. But Mr. Abney took him in as if he was one of his own.
Mr. Abney must be a very good man.
Oh, as kind a soul as you could hope to meet. He'd help anyone. Young woman there was, too. Before my time, gypsy, they reckoned. They said she had the face of an angel. Face white as snow, hair black as night.
Will I see them? I should like companions so much.
God bless you, boy. No. Folks like that are fickle. Giovanni, he vanished one night. Why he went and where, who knows, with foreigners. And the young woman, Phoebe, she went back to the gypsies. There was singing in the woods that night. That's what I heard tell. And the master, he was wonderful put about. Well, how would you like to be repaid for your kindness like that? You appreciate Mr. Abney and what he does for you, don't you, Stephen?
Yeah, I do. I wonder why Giovanni left his concertina behind.
I want to stop now, Jane.
No, you must finish it, Stephen. You remember it all now, don't you? I can see it in your face. Let me hold you, my darling. There. I'm with you.
I'm sorry.
Put an end to it now.
I went to bed. And I must have walked in my sleep. For the next thing I knew, I was in the passage at the top of the house. There, before me, was the old disused bathroom. The muslin curtain had moved.
Is anybody there?
Moonlight shone in, and I could see the bath clearly. There was a figure in it. A figure enveloped in a shroud-like garment. The thin lips crooked into a faint smile. The hands pressed tightly over the heart. Then the mouth opened, and the arms began to stir.
No!
I ran back to my room.
Oh, Father, God in heaven.
And at long last, sleep came.
Gracious me, Master Stephen. What games have you been at? Look at your nightshirt. How have you torn it all to flinders this way?
But I haven't done anything. What are these?
There were slits in the nightshirt. Long, parallel slits.
All along the left side of the chest. Scratches like fingernails made them. But whose fingernails grow like that?
I don't know.
Hey, here now, Stephen. Don't go upsetting yourself. Oh, I'll soon have this mended. Now, come and get your breakfast.
I was passing Mr. Abney's study door. A window rattled.
Oh, right.
The wind had blown some papers from Mr. Abney's desk. The handwriting was tiny and meticulous.
Phoebe Stanley, of gypsy extraction, December 21st. Giovanni Paoli, Italian, December 22nd. Corpora Villa? Oh, here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Be strong, Stephen.
It was the day before my birthday.
Stephen, my boy, there you are.
Sir?
I want to talk to you about matters concerning your future life. I want you to come to me tonight at 11 o'clock. In my study. There's no need to mention this to Mrs. Bunch or anyone else. You'll understand why in due course.
I waited with excitement in my room. The moon was full and I stared out of the window at the brightly lit grounds and shifting shadows. Birds called to each other in the night, but I did not know their songs. And then, there, where did they come from? On the gravel terrace, two figures. A boy and a girl. The girl with a face as white as the moonlight. The boy...
The one in the bath.
Stephen.
The boy raised his arms and the moon shone through the flesh. His nails were fearfully long. The two figures seemed to be looking straight up at me in the window. He raised his arms fully. On the left side of his chest, there opened a black and gaping rent. The two of them moved along the gravel path. They came nearer to the house. Then, they were inside.
Mr. Abbott! me! It's happening!
The fire was burning, and within it was a metal tray, glowing with heat. On the table stood a silver cup filled with red wine, and scattered about the table, written sheets of paper.
Miss Rabney? Sir?
He was in his chair, his head thrown back, his face stamped with rage, fright and pain. There was blood on his hands. On his left side, a terrible wound in the chest exposed the heart itself. A knife lay on the floor, clean and untouched. The window of the study was open. I burned the papers, one by one.
It is recorded of Simon Magus that he could become invisible or assume any form he wished by the agency of the soul of a boy.
Three human beings below the age of 21. The dates are all important, being governed by the stars.
Finish it, Stephen. Finish it now.
The vital organ must be removed from the subject while still alive, then reduced to ashes, and the ashes mingled with a pint of some red wine, preferably port.
The remains of the subjects should be confined. A disused wine cellar or bathroom will serve, for the psychic portion of the subjects, which the unlettered might call ghosts, will attempt in its feeble way.
Vengeance!
You were to be the third.
Corpora, vilia, cheap or worthless bodies.
The experiment, if successful, will eliminate to a great extent the prospect of death itself.
Oh, Stephen, my brave Stephen. I shall let in the light. It's a new day.
It's December the 21st. My birthday. Do you hear that, Jane?
I
must look out.
No. No. Come back to my bed now, Stephen Elliot. Come back. Now. Let them go. Come into my arms.
In Lost Hearts by M.R. James, Derek Jacobi was the narrator, James Darcy, Stephen Elliott, and Sophie Roberts, Jane. Young Stephen was played by Jordan Clark, Mr. Abney by Peter Marinka, and Mrs. Bunch by Katie Kavanagh. Original music was composed by Nikolai Abrahamson, and the director was Gemma Jenkins.